I want to take just a minute of time to talk about probably one of the most important things in law enforcement today and in leadership as a whole. It's four essential components for a leader's behavior to influence the subordinates under them as it relates to fair process. Now, fair process is huge because oftentimes people under your command, they don't question the decision as much as they do the process which led to that decision. And there's four things we can do as leaders, as commanders, that can really have a good ends and result in a good result when we make decisions, especially that affect other people within our organization. Now, this is especially important at the supervisory or lower line level. It's equally important at executive level. And here are the four things I want to talk about. Number one, being treated by your supervisor or manager with dignity and respect. Simple, isn't it? But it's so true. We've got to put our emotions to the side. We've got to remain cognitive of what we're doing. We've got to be thoughtful about what we're doing. And always treat people with dignity and respect. That way, people sense they have value, because your actions speak louder than your words. Second thing, a supervisor who values and provides an opportunity for you to voice your concerns or opinions is seen as so procedural just. All it is let the people under your command talk, give them voice. Now, this isn't a democracy. You're the boss. You're responsible. Understand all that. All I'm saying in any situation, give them time to voice their opinion. Now, in that 5% of the time that it could be something, you know, of a chaotic matter, this doesn't count. Nope. A command is a command in a command situation. And people want a commander in a crisis. But the other 95% of the time, people want their boss to do one thing. In my 40 years experience in my academic career, it's led me to the one conclusion as well. The most valuable thing in leadership is being able to listen. Third, a supervisor who is transparent and explains their decision-making process. Now, here's where our ego gets involved sometimes. You know, I'm the boss. I don't have to explain anything. But that's the wrong mentality. The more you explain, the more they learn. Explaining is almost akin to, casting vision. And when you cast that vision, when you explain what you do, you're not only telling them how to decide in the future and teaching and mentoring them for their growth and development, but you're also letting your expectations be heard in a more specific, unambiguous way. It takes time, it takes effort, and it takes putting your ego to the side and explaining what you do today for a better result tomorrow. Last, and certainly not least, remain neutral, impartial, and convey by your words and actions trustworthy motives. Now, essentially what that means is exactly what it says. You have to be unbiased. You have to be not only self-aware, but self-reflective. And then you have to self-regulate to be as fair as you can. And we're all human beings. Just because we're leaders or supervisor, we're all human beings. But we have to first start by being self-aware, self-reflective, and then self-regulatory toward making sure that we remain neutral and impartial. We know if we do these four things that we're going to seem to our people to be more procedurally just. Now, that's important for a lot of ways. It helps us in retaining officers, and that's huge in 21st century police work. It helps us in everything from workplace politics to workplace production and performance. It also is connected to everything you can imagine, to use of force on the streets. Because if sergeants treat their officers procedurally just, then their officers tend to treat the public in the same way. This is one of the most important issues, I believe, today in contemporary law enforcement. And it's so easy for us to do. It's based on tons of empirical evidence that has been replicated time and time again. And I can say in my 40 years of police experience, I've seen it anecdotally time and time again. And it's a valuable asset to any leader, anywhere, at any time.